Welcome in. This is the Bass and Stab Conversation Masterclass for Smoky Late Night Moods. Advanced level, Ableton Live, drum and bass composition. And the goal today is not a bass line with chords on top. The goal is dialogue. Two characters. The bass brings weight, movement, tension. The stab brings mood, swing, attitude, and most importantly space. If you do this right, the track feels intentional even when it's minimal. It feels like a scene. Dark room, low light, and every sound has a reason to be there. Here's what we're building. A 16 to 32 bar drop section where the sub is clean and trustworthy, the mid-bass has the personality, and the stabs act like punctuation. Short bites, ghost replies, and occasional long smoke tails. And we'll arrange it so the conversation evolves like a DJ-friendly roller. Density rises, breathes, then hits harder again. Let's set the room up first so it bangs from bar 1. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Now grab a groove for feel. Something like swing 16-57 or an MPC 16 swing around 60. Apply it lightly. Think timing maybe 10 to 20%, velocity very small. We're going to do most of the human feel manually, because advanced groove in DNB is controlled, not random. Drop in a few locators so you think like an arranger, not like a loop merchant. Locator 1. Intro bars 1 to 17. Locator 2. Drop A, bars 17 to 33. Locator 3. Drop a variation, bars 33 to 49. Even if you're not writing the full tune today, this forces your ideas to evolve. Now bass foundation. We're splitting it. Two tracks. One called SUB, one called MID bass. This is non-negotiable if you want clarity. The sub should be DJ safe, stable and mono. The mid bass is where you talk back, growl and phrase. On the SUB track, load operator. Oscillator A is a sign. Keep the level conservative like minus 6-ish, because headroom is part of the sound. For the amp envelope, go zero attack. Decay around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain basically off. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're going for note-defined sub, not a never-ending foghorn. The note ends matter because the pockets are what make the groove roll. Then add EQ8. Don't high-pass the sub unless you absolutely have to. If it starts boxing later when you add room tone and tails, you can gently dip around 200 to 300 Hz. Add saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, and match the output, so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Then utility, width at 0%. Mono, always. Teacher note here, your sub does not need to be interesting. Your sub needs to be believable. Interesting sub is how you lose impact on big systems. Now the mid bass. Load waveitable. Start with something squarish or a modern rich waveitable, and add a second oscillator slightly detuned. Lower in level. Unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. The late night vibe is controlled width, not a trans supersaw situation. Put a filter on it, something like MS2 or PRD. Map the cutoff to a macro, call it mood, because you're going to automate mood like you're dimming lights. For movement, LFO to filter cutoff, synced at 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the amount subtle, 5 to 15%. We want motion without chaos. If you add FM or warp, be restrained. Smoky doesn't mean everything screaming. Now the MID chain. EQ8 first. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it does not fight the sub. Then saturator. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB depending on how dense you want it, but watch the meters. Optional glue compressor, just a touch. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction to keep the mid consistent. Optional auto filter for arrangement moves later. Now we write the actual conversation rhythm. This is the masterclass part. Negative space is your instrument. Before you write notes, get a drum anchor playing, even a rough two-step or roller. Kick on 1 and 11 if you like that classic grid, snare on 5 and 13, hats shuffled. You need the snare in there because the snare is the referee, not the enemy. If your bass and stabs speak over the snare, the groove loses authority. Now, write a two-bar bass phrase that leaves pockets. Put the same MIDI on SUB and MID for now. We can diverge later, but start unified so the groove reads as one character. Work on a 1/16th grid, and think in note lengths, not just note placements. Short notes are words, long notes are statements. And here's the rule for late night rollers. Avoid constant eighth notes. Let it breathe. A practical way to do this. Place a strong note right at the bar start, then maybe a pickup just before the snare, then a short note after the snare, and then leave space before the next kick. And really commit to silence around the snare. You want the snare to punch through like it owns the room. Expansion coach move. Try pre-snare tension. Put a tiny mid-bass inhale right before the snare. Very short, filtered, low velocity, and it must stop exactly at the snare transient. It makes the snare feel bigger without you turning the snare up. That's composition level mixing. Next, the stab instrument. This is your mood speaker. Create a stab track. You can do it classic with simpler and a chord stab sample. One-shot mode, LP24 filter, a bit of drive, and a decay somewhere between 200 and 600 milliseconds depending on how smoky you want it. Or synth it with wave eatable or analog, saw-based, low-passed, fast amp decay. Either way, this is a percussive harmonic hit, not a pad. Then the stab chain. EQ8, high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Do not let your stabs cloud the bass and sub. Find harshness around 2 to 5 kHz and tame it gently if needed. Then saturator, 2 to 6 dB, for thickness. Now the key for late night space, echo. Time at 1/8 or dot at 1/8. Feedback 15 to 35%. Inside echo, filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Tiny bit of modulation for haze. Then reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. Controlled. You earn the smoke. And then sidechain compression on the stabs from the drums or the snare. Ratio may be 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140. Duck the stab more than you think. In DNB, that polite ducking is the difference between rolling and muddy. Now we compose the call and response. Three patterns, and you're going to choose one as your main language. Pattern A. Bass asks, stab answers. Bass plays on the bar start and between kicks. Stab hits after the snare, or in that offbeat pocket where the bass is silent. Write this intentionally. Play stabs on the and positions where bass is not speaking. Keep them shorter in the first 8 bars, then allow longer tails in the second 8. Pattern B. Stab leads. Bass shadows. The stab hits first like noir punctuation. Then bass replies with a shorter phrase. And here is a nice trick. Automate your mid-bass mood macro a little darker for the response, like the reply came from the alley. Pattern C, overlap. But duck, you intentionally let stab and mid-bass overlap for tension, but you control it. Sidechain on the stab, or automate a tiny EQ dip on the stab at the mid-bass bite frequency when the bass hits. 1 to 3 dB is enough. It's not about removing the stab. It's about letting the bass consonants cut through. Now let's make it feel arranged, not looped. This is how you evolve it over 32 bars without changing drums. Bars 1 through 8, establish. Bass phrase is simple and repeated. Stabs are sparse, short, darker. Keep the filter closed. Keep the echo feedback low. You're basically introducing the characters. And here's an arrangement upgrade. Subtitles. Do one bar bass only, then one bar stab only, then bring them together. Even subtly, the listener instantly learns who is who. Bars 9 through 16, increase the conversation. Add secondary ghost stabs at low velocity. Open the stab filter slightly. Add one extra bass note if you need it, but keep the pockets. The groove should still breathe. Bars 17 through 24, twist. Change stab voicing, or transpose the stab up 2 or 3 semitones briefly. Add a call-out stab at the end of every 4 bars with a longer tail. Slowly rise the mid-bass cutoff over these bars so energy increases without you adding notes. Bars 25 through 32, payoff. Stab rhythm gets more syncopated. Mid-bass gets more harmonics, like 1 or 2 extra dB of saturator drive. And add a stop or a gap, a quarter bar or half bar before the next section. That negative space is DJ tension. It's the inhale before the room hits again. Now, some advanced coach notes to keep you out of common traps. First, decide who owns each bar before you write notes. Literally label bars in arrangement view. Bass, stab, both, air. This prevents accidental clutter, because your hands will always try to fill gaps. Your job is to protect the gaps. Second, use question mark endings. A phrase feels like it's asking something when it ends shorter than expected, or with a small upward leap, or a filter brightening without a volume boost. Then the response is the opposite. Longer, downward, darker. That's dialogue you can hear even at low volume. Third, write rests with intention. You can even place muted MIDI notes or create a rhythm guide clip that marks no-go zones. Later, when you start getting excited and adding variations, those markers stop you from stepping on your own groove. Fourth, check the conversation in mono at whisper volume. If you can still tell who's speaking when it's quiet and mono, you actually composed it. If it only works loud and wide, It's a mix trick, not a conversation. Now, quick mix moves that are basically composition. Sidechain priorities. Kick and snare win. Sub stays stable. Tabs can duck a lot. Frequency zoning. Sub mostly 40 to 90. Mid bass 120 up to 1k for character. Stabs living roughly 200 up to 8k for mood and bite. Width strategy. Sub mono. Mid bass mild stereo at most. Stabs wider, but check mono compatibility. If you want to go even deeper with stock tools, here are three power moves. 1. The three-tier response. Every time you do a main stab answer, add a ghost 1/16th later at very low velocity, and then an echo stab an eighth later that's only mid and high content. It reads like response, whisper, smoke in the room. 2. Make a smoke tail layer you can ride independently. Duplicate the stab track. 1 is stab bite, dry and short. 1 is stab tail, mostly wet echo and reverb. 8. The tail layer keyed from the bite so the tail only appears when the stab happens. Now you can automate tail tone and length without messing up the attack. 3. Controlled stereo on the mid bass. Keep a mono core low past around 200 to 300 Hz, and a side harmonics layer high past above that with a little chorus or tiny left-right delay offsets, then widen only that layer. Quit without wrecking the low end. Now let's wrap this into a 20-minute practice you can actually finish. Make a 2-bar loop with drums, sub, and mid-bass only. Write a bass phrase with at least 4 intentional silences, not short notes, actual moments where nothing plays. Then add stabs using pattern A. Stabs only trigger in bass silence for the first 8 bars. Duplicate out to 16 bars. In bars 9 to 16, add 2 ghost stabs at low velocity. Then print your stabs, freeze and flatten, or resample. Chop 3 to 5 slices in simpler. Create a 4-bar variation by reordering slices. No new harmony needed, just phrasing. Your self-check at the end is simple. Mute the stabs, the bass groove should still feel complete. Mute the bass, the stabs should still imply a rhythm, not random hits. Then bounce a mono version and listen quiet. If the dialogue still reads, you nailed it. Final recap. You split the bass into clean mono sub and character mid. You built a stab designed for short bites and smoky tails, controlled with filtering, sidechain, and space. You composed call and response using pockets and contrast, not constant layering. This audio version is shortened for playback.